Johnny tried to place the voice, hard to do the way they talked through a face mask. The masks had sound amplification patches on their sides, but voices got muffled, low as they were. He could ask. Cyclos were very arrogant.
"Who are you?"
said Johnny.
"You went through all that at the tractor, and you don't even remember who I am! Stupid dimwit! Answer me! Did Turl send you?"
Zit! The times Turl had muttered and rumbled on about Zit. Johnny had his own score to settle with him. He couldn't resist it.
"I came to bust up the machinery!"
Another Cyclo might have laughed. Not Zit.
"That goes without doubt, animal. Answer me, or I'll..."
"You what? Step out and get killed? This blaster is set on penetration now."
Johnny was slowly pacing backward to the battle plane. He edged around it. He got up on its step and opened the door and got out the assault rifle with radiation bullets. He cocked it and, when he had it ready to fire, put the blast gun back in his belt and began to walk up the corridor again. Zit had gone silent. Johnny tried to step sideways, far enough to angle a shot into a recess as soon as Zit spoke again. Then he paused. Zit was the master mechanic of the compound. The transport chief, in fact. He would know far more about this drone than anyone else.
"How'd you get yourself trapped aboard here?"
"Turl!"
It was practically a scream.
"The
blank." And there followed a string of cyclo profanity that went on for minutes. Johnny waited it out. When it finally subsided into mere rumblings, Johnny said,
"So you want to get off? Just tell me how to land this, and you can get off."
There followed a new string of cyclo obscenities, so violent that Johnny began to be convinced. Finally,
"There isn't any way to change it or land it."
A pause. Almost hopefully, then.
"Did Turl give you the keys to the preset?"
"No. Can't it be blasted open?"
Apathy.
"No."
"Can't you tear out the cables?"
"That would just crash this thing, and you can't do that either. They're armored with molecular lamination metal." "Oh, he didn't give you the keys."
It was a groan. Then savage.
"You dimwit, why didn't you get the keys from him before you came out here?"
"He was a bit tied up,"
said Johnny. Then,
"You better tell me what not to do so I just don't stop its motors."
"There aren't any knots either,"
said Zit. He was feeling sick again from the rolling of the drone. Johnny pulled far over to the side. He was wondering whether he could send some ricochets from the frame into the recess. He couldn't get over far enough. The frames were pointed-edged for strength, and the edges angled out. So Zit was no help. Johnny backed away toward the plane. He was going back for the co-pilot air mask. The Arctic chill was freezing his face. He glanced at the remains of the one knocked out of his hand. His thumb still ached. Zit had thrown a wrench. It was still embedded in the side of the mask. If that had hit him in the head... A wrench? Wait, what could one do with a wrench? Johnny picked up the wrench. Typically cyclo. It was heavy as lead. It could open up to take a 12-inch diameter nut. A small nut in cyclo machinery. Quite a weapon. The second he started to straighten up from retrieving the wrench, Zit tried to charge. The gun was off target. Johnny squeezed the trigger and shots flamed up the passageway. Zit dove back. He wasn't hit, or he would have gone into a pale green explosion from radiation bullets. Johnny eased back to the plane, got the other air mask, checked its valves, and put it on. It worked okay. Zit was scrambling around on the floor, trying to find his mirror. It had become wedged in a loose plate. A loose plate? Zit used the mirror to check where the animal was. Then he got to work with his talent and a small metal ruler he always carried to pry up the 50-pound plate. It was hard going, but what a projectile it would make. The lethal drone roared on towards Scotland.